primary season is upon us, with some key voting dates approaching and new ID requirements in place for our state. We'll find out what you need to be ready to vote.
Neil Albrecht joins us now. He's Milwaukee's election commissioner. Neil, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you and good afternoon. It's great to be on the show.
Well, right about now when people are thinking voting and politics, they're probably thinking presidential election, November, long way off. But we've got some stuff right around the corner to think about. What are some of the dates we should be watching for here in Wisconsin?
Well, in Wisconsin, we've got what's called the spring primary, and that's on February 16th. And then on April 5th, we have the spring election, which is also Wisconsin's presidential primary. So those are the two most immediate elections.
And these elections in the state, not counting that presidential primary you mentioned, these are what we call our nonpartisan elections here in the state. Is that right?
These are, and that requires voters to maybe do a little additional research on their candidates prior to turning out at the polls, because I think voters often look for political affiliations when they're voting. And as you identify, these are nonpartisan offices, with the exception of the presidential primary. So you won't see any political parties referenced on the ballot.
So what kind of elections show up in that category?
Well, for example, in the city of Milwaukee, we have mayor, we have alderperson, county, we have county executive and county supervisors. And then all the way up to the state level, we have state Supreme Court. There's also a lot of circuit court judges that are going to be on this ballot. But I think primarily if you think of local government, there are a lot of local government offices included in this spring election cycle.
And then looking ahead a bit on the calendar, August, we've got our primaries for partisan elections now. Is that right?
We do. In August, we'll be in the partisan primary. It's an election that voters are often not very fond of because it does require you to choose your preferred political party and then vote for candidates within that political party. If you cross-party vote, then your ballot gets rejected by the voting machines, and that often proves to be a little frustrating for voters.
Talking to Neil Albrecht, he's Milwaukee Election Commissioner, looking at the when and how of voting in Wisconsin starting next week with nonpartisan primaries here in the state. Neil, we've covered the when. Let's get to some of the how. Let's first of all talk about the state of the art with voter registration. If someone's recently moved here to Wisconsin or moved since they last voted, what do they need to do, if anything?
Well, they're going to need to re-register. So for any of these three categories, if, as you indicated, they are a new registered voter in the state of Wisconsin, they're going to need to register. Or if their address or name has changed since they last voted, they're going to need to re-register. And when you do register, it's important to be prepared. You're going to have to provide a proof of residence document. Bring a document with you. This could be your driver's license, a state ID. It could also be a utility bill, a bank statement, a communication from a unit of government, any other government ID. There's a pretty lengthy and comprehensive list of what could be acceptable proof of residence. For registration purposes, the key is it must include your name and it must include your current address.
And can you do this or start the process online?
Online registration is not yet offered in the state of Wisconsin. You could certainly download a registration card, a registration form. It's actually too late for this February 16th election to register by mail. At this point, someone's best bet would to either be register at their clerk's office or at the election commission, or else in Wisconsin, you can still register to vote at your polling place on election day.
But definitely make sure if you're doing that, that you have everything you need.
Right. Definitely make sure that you have that proof of residence with you. You don't want that to be an obstacle to your ability to cast a ballot in the election.
And the big topic in election issues in Wisconsin for a long time now, the photo ID law. That is fully functional and it's in place now. Is that right?
Right. The photo ID law is in effect in the state of Wisconsin, and it certainly will be for these spring elections. And that is sort of an additional layer that most voters will be unfamiliar with in terms of the requirement to be able to vote a ballot in an election. It used to be, for example, as long as you were registered to vote, you could appear at your polling place, be issued a ballot, place that ballot in the voting machine. With the photo ID requirement, you're now going to have to produce something from the list of acceptable photo IDs, and that includes things like a Wisconsin driver's license, a state ID, a U.S. passport, a uniform services card, or a certificate of naturalization, and a few other documents. That's what will be required, the presentation of that photo ID before you can receive your ballot.
If somebody has a question about how they register at the polls, if their particular form of ID is valid, is there a good resource we can go to?
Absolutely. I think you could certainly go to our website, which is the City of Milwaukee Election Commission. That's just www.milwaukee.gov. You could also go to the Wisconsin Government Accountability Board's website, and they have a campaign called Bring It to the Ballot that includes pretty comprehensive information about the photo ID requirement. I would add the photo ID that's used for photo ID purposes does not need to have a current address on it. And I could see if voters don't understand that, that being a deterrent to them turning out at their polling places on election day. So as long as you're registered, the only purpose of the photo ID is to confirm your identity through your name and through your photo. So if that address is incorrect, even if that address is in another municipality,
still works.
In the state of Wisconsin, it will be accepted and it will meet the photo ID requirement.
Neil, thanks for joining us. That's Neil Albrecht, Milwaukee Election Commissioner.